Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Tim in the morning now, 6:45 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Double homicide in South Wichita. Woman in her 20s, 9-year-old girl shot to death.
Two.
Day 7 of the stay-home order here in Sedgwick County with 49 virus cases in the county. 368 in Kansas.
One.
Sedgwick County records first COVID-19 death. Man in his 60s with other health issues. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area still very low, and at the low end out there, even a couple of cents down from what I was seeing yesterday, $1.54 a gallon at the low end in a couple of different places. One of those places, 55th Street South and Broadway, $1.54 a gallon gasoline. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
We have a 30% chance for morning rain, then becoming partly sunny today with a high of 64 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 45. Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 68. Now mostly cloudy, 47 degrees, and we have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com, has the COVID-19 outbreak changed your shopping habits? I stocked up, getting as much as I need for a month or more, 7%. I bought a few extra things just in case, 38%. Nope, shopping just like I always have, 55%. And that's the final on that one, Ted. We're going to retire that question and trot out a new one this morning, having to do with, of course, the pandemic that's going on. The question now is, how has the stay-at-home order affected your job? Here are the choices. I work from home now, or I was furloughed, laid off, or my job was designated essential, things are mostly normal, or my job was designated essential, and things are crazy right now. If you'd like to participate, just go to our webpage, knssradio.com, for the Steve and Ted poll question.
Well, that's certainly very relevant for these times.
Right, what we're going on right now. The markets bounced back Monday after a roller coaster week.
Markets staging a rally to kick off the week on Wall Street, with the major averages closing up 3% apiece on hopes the government stimulus package and the extended shutdowns will lessen the long-term blow to the economy. But the U.S. oil market not getting much relief, with global demand in free fall, as the coronavirus shutdowns mean limited travel and fewer trips to the pump. U.S. oil dropped to an 18-year low, closing just above $20 a barrel. Today's leader on the Dow Jones Industrials was Johnson & Johnson, the stock finishing the day up $9 on news it's fast-tracking human testing of its coronavirus vaccine. J&J says trials will begin in September, and the vaccine could be available for use as early as next year. In New York, Ellie Tarrant, Fox News.
And the Pentagon has ordered an additional 8,000 ventilators with delivery of the first 1,400 by early May. Again, this is the Pentagon. The Excuse me.
Pinning
my elbow there. The $84 million order was placed with several suppliers under existing Defense Logistics Agency contracts. So apparently this is just for the military. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What to do when the market crashes?
What to do?
Yeah, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning. You know, no two stock market crashes are alike. Conditions and causes can vary dramatically, but they all have one thing in common, recovery. The losses may be devastating, but historically, the stock market has always come back and grown to never before seen highs at some point after the crash. Anyone who tells you they know when the markets will recover or how high the Dow will go is only guessing. Forbes magazine looked back at the 100-year history of the stock market, and they found that crashes are more frequent than most people think, and market booms are just as frequent. Every market cycle will show some turbulence. Hope you feel a little bit better there. Well, here are some tried and most often true actions you should consider. If you're invested, stay invested. You should consider being invested for the long term, and that's because of conditions like the market reaction to a pandemic. Now, selling on a downturn is a great way to lock in losses. Keep checking in with yourself on how much risk you can and should take. Your income, assets, time horizon, and goals are all considered when you start placing your dollars in the markets. And there's no better time than the present to check on whether you're losing sleep over your investments. Once they've recovered, sit down with your certified financial plan to build an allocation that fits your appetite for risk, which you just sort of learned by going through this. Well, the investment growth strategy that creates some immunity from market crashes is periodic contributions into U.S. government bonds. They are considered very safe because they're backed by the U.S. government. But that means most growth is created by you. It's how much you put away, not the investment returns. But just a moderate amount of risk has shown to yield better returns and faster growth. Now, with that said, investors must be aware that what goes up can go down too, as we're experiencing right now. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
We've been tracking this market, obviously, every day for the past couple of years. And I told you before and said before, where is it going to top out? And we didn't know because we didn't know this stupid virus was going to come along and do the funny things. But this thing has gone up. Now it's come back down. It's now we're going on kind of a day-to-day on this thing, a roller coaster ride, aren't we?
We are. But, you know, it's a little bit of a telltale thing when you start to see these, even though the market's very high, these 1,000-point or these 2,000-point days.
Yeah.
It leads me to believe that it's not truly the market fundamentals that are causing that. It's more headline-driven, more reactive, and that sort of thing. So nobody can say what's true. You know, the market is a predictive indicator of the future, and it's really the sentiment that people who are investing feel going forward. So when they see announcements, you know, that are going to loosen up or tighten things up, they may react in advance, and the markets show it well before, Wall Street sees it before Main Street does.
All right, we're going to take a Steve and Ted sanitizer break right now. I'm putting the sanitizer in my hand. Ted, you can have some if you want. If you don't, that's fine.
All right.
I've washed my hands thoroughly this morning at least twice, and now I've got the sanitizer going. How refreshing.
Good.
Ah, refreshing.
Smells better in here now.
It smells like a good old gin cocktail in here. Maybe we need some olives. What do you think, Ted? No, we're just doing the sanitizer.
What are you doing, pouring gin and tonic on your hand?
Yeah, now we're going to take a martini break.
Well, if it's mostly alcohol, could we do that? That's kind of expensive, though, if you do that. So. No, we took the sanitizer break there. We do that every now and then here with Steve and Ted. Today is Eiffel Tower Day. The Eiffel Tower, of course, in Paris, opened on this date in 1889. Ted, was that part of a World's Fair or something?
Yeah, it was an exposition. Yeah.
My gosh.
And it was supposed to be temporary. They built it for the exposition, and then they were going to tear it down.
But they left it up there, and now it's what Paris is all about. You got to go to the Eiffel Tower. Of course, have you seen it, Don? I'm sure you have.
Last summer, I climbed it.
Did you go to the top?
700 some odd stairs.
Nice.
Really?
Well, I've been to the top. You can't climb to the top. You can climb up to the second level, then you can take an elevator.
Elevator the rest of the way.
Okay. Well, what's the view like up there? Can you see Berlin from there?
It is amazing. And, you know, every time that I've been up in the East, I don't know if you can see Berlin. Every time I've gone up there, I've also gone to one of the other high points in Paris, which is Montmartre, which is the Sacred Heart, Sacre Coeur. So we'll do one early and then go do the other on the other, so you can see both directions from the same height.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool. Yeah. We were there. We did not take the time to go up, but it's pretty amazing. It's just to see that thing. You've always seen it in photos all your life. Ted, you were there. You were singing when you were there, weren't you?
Yeah.
You guys were. You were from Notre Dame. You were on a
Notre Dame Glee Club.
Yeah.
Singing our way through Europe.
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun deal.
Quite a sight. Quite a sight.
I thought maybe you were singing just because you thought it was such a beautiful thing.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Yeah. Filled my heart with song. Yeah, that's exactly.
Ted had his little beret on there. He was being very French that day. Huh?
All right,
Ted. I did. Being a mime.
I was on that lawn there by the Eiffel Tower, and I sat there eating strawberries and cream and feeling very cosmopolitan.
How about that?
Wow. Amazing.
All right. Eiffel Tower Day. Thanks, guys. 6:55. Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, top of the hour of the news. All the news with Steve and Ted. Got a tragic story about a double homicide in South Wichita. We'll have that story coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.